Gabriella, absolutely extraordinary. Congratulations. How does it feel to play the Grieg?
Oh my God, I feel like I'm 10 again, because that was the first time I played it, and it's been a lifetime with this concerto. I love it. I really love it. It's a great pleasure to be here with this wonderful orchestra and with my friend Grant, and to make music as it should be, with lots of emotion.
Well, it sounded fantastic. Now, Gabriella, the last time you played for us at the last Classic FM Live, after the concerto, you did something rather extraordinary that you specialize in. What exactly is that?
Well, improvisation, which is something that I have done since I was a little girl. It's what I call my playground, where characters and all kinds of crazy musical plots come to life without my really having to do much with it. So
in fact, we were talking backstage and you said this is how pianists used to behave 100, 200 years ago. Someone would give them a tune and they would simply improvise on it.
Yes, I'm actually quite old. Yes, it was very much a part of the composer's and performer's life in the classical music world. And unfortunately, it's not really like that anymore. It's something from another time, almost.
Well, it might be tonight. Should we put her to the test? So, Gabriella, you're going to improvise for us tonight.
Yes, and it will be on something that I have no idea what they will suggest. And I think the most beautiful thing about improvisation is that it happens in the moment. It can never be repeated. I don't even know what I'm doing. I can't remember it. Really, it's like that. And it's just mysterious.
I'm sure we will. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a tune that I promise you Gabriella has never heard before. Cue Dean on trumpet. Over to you, Gabriella.
What is that?
Slightly well known in this country.
What is it then?
Coronation Street.
Oh.
Away you go, Gabriella.